Please listen as I read God's word, Psalm 25. A psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? He shall teach in the way he chooses. Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Psalm 25 goes very well with Hebrews chapter 11 that I'm preaching on recently, because they both express that our trust is in God, or our faith is in God alone. Psalm 25 expresses it in the form of a prayer. And I would just note that that sometimes when we read the Psalms and we think of singing to the Lord, we think exclusively of praising God. But the Psalms also contain a lot of other expressions of the Christian life. And this Psalm is especially a prayer of the people of God, and especially a prayer of forgiveness. It opens up very clearly as a prayer. Verse 1 says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you." And then throughout the psalm, you can notice some of the things that he prays for. Deliverance from enemies. A request for leading and understanding of God's truth. A confession of sin and a request for forgiveness. And those themes get repeated over and over again. Mostly through this psalm, you hear a request for a forgiveness of sins. I want to call your attention to two of the ways that that's expressed. In verses 6 and 7, there's an interesting parallelism that's given there. In David's life, he comes to the Lord and he says, O Lord, remember your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses. But then immediately after that, in parallel with that, he says, do not remember something. Do not remember my sins. Do not remember how I have violated your law. Do not remember how throughout all of my life, especially the sins of my youth or my transgressions, do not remember those. What a good appeal that is when we go to God asking for forgiveness, that he would remember his mercy and that he would put away our sins, that he would willingly not remember those. And then I want you to see in verses 16 and following the way that the request for forgiveness is stated. He asks God to turn his face towards David. That's a very picturesque expression, isn't it? Someone who has been offended will sometimes turn away from you, right? If you have been offended, you might turn away. And our sin is offensive to a holy God. And yet in forgiveness, David can come and ask that the Lord would not turn away, but instead that he would deliberately turn towards us, that he would show us his face of mercy and forgiveness. And that is especially fulfilled in his sending of the Son, Jesus Christ, to be our sin bearer. It is Jesus who on the cross understood what it was mean for the Father to turn his back, because it is on the cross that Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was that act of judgment that the Father poured out on the Son that satisfies the justice that our sin deserves. And so we then have an open path to come to God and ask Him in Christ to turn His face towards us in grace and in mercy. And we do that when we ask God for forgiveness. I also want to call attention to one other aspect of the Psalms in general, but that come up in this psalm. We think of this as a prayer of faith, but I also want you to recognize that our King leads us in this prayer of faith. It starts with David. David was the king who wrote this psalm. He was the king of Israel. And as a national leader, he draws the children of Israel into this confession of sin. And as king, he is participating in that, and is confessing his own sin and leading the people of God to do the same. And so there was a sense in which he was inviting the people to pray and to sing along with him as he led in that process. But as we know, the king of Israel, of physical Israel, was a foreshadowing of the true king, Jesus Christ. And David writes as a prophet, understanding that there is a Messiah who comes, who represents us, and who leads us in worship as well. Our great King, Jesus Christ, leads us in praising and in praying. And in the midst of our service, in the midst of our worship, I want to remind you that King Jesus has not only called us to worship, but as the man of righteousness that Psalm 24 speaks of, as the king of righteousness, he has led us into the city of God, into the holy presence of God, and he is the one who represents us and draws us into that throne room. And as our king sings and prays, we join along with him. We are united with him in our worship as he sings and prays. It leads to a question, how is it that Jesus could pray and sing songs like this, songs of repentance? Jesus never sinned. And so we might think, well, surely Jesus is not saying these things. But I would have you remember that Jesus has become our representative in salvation. He is the sin bearer. In the New Testament, Paul says that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin, so that you and I might be the righteousness of God in Christ. And so, as the sin bearer, he can, and in fact, he must, lead us in this way. He can lead us in songs of repentance, in prayers of seeking God's mercy. Not because he sinned, but because he bore our sin for us. So today, as we sing through Psalm 25 and throughout this month, remember our great Shepherd King, Jesus Christ, who leads us in praying and singing this psalm of faith and psalm of seeking forgiveness. We will sing together now. We've already sung the first portion. Let's turn to the second portion, Psalm 25, Selection A. Psalm 25, Selection A. I invite you to please stand to praise God.